I call the January 31, 2017 Finance Committee of the whole meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please call, roll, and note the time.
Member Gaines?
Here.
Member Lurbin's absent. Member Underdunk?
Here.
Member Platnick's not here right now. Chair Brooks?
Present.
Okay.
Okay, I think this is a good time.
Thank you.
Okay. Matters from the public. It's our practice not to address questions at this time. We will take input under advisement. Please limit comments to 3 minutes per person.
Thank you. And I just wanted to interrupt briefly for one moment and to congratulate the Illinois Parks and Recreation Association for their tremendous wisdom and insight in selecting our fearless leader, Lisa Shepherd, as the Parks Professional of the Year this year. I think that speaks tremendously to Lisa and her staff for getting recognized for this, for the great work that they're doing, the visions that they share, and the leadership position that they provide all of the state with what parks in Glencoe are doing. So thank you very much.
Thank you. But I would throw it back to you. You know, thank the board for your support, because without your support, I can't do all the fun things that we're able to do here in Glencoe and in my profession. So
awesome. It's a wonderful team.
It is a wonderful team. So thank you.
Okay, so to get started, last time we did this, and I was chair last year as well, I handed it over, for the most part, to Carol.
Yeah,
so Carol will introduce the proposed budget, give an overview of the process that she used, that the team used in developing the first draft, and then lead a review of the budget document itself.
Will do.
Thank you, Carol.
Lisa. So what tonight is kind of, we roll up our sleeves, we go through each section of the budget binder that you were given a couple of weeks ago, hopefully had time to kind of go through it, mark your notes in there. I know, Lisa, we met this morning, Dudley kind of touched base on a couple of items briefly this morning as well. But it's really to provide you with an overview, start from a more general approach to the whole district. As you know, governmental accounting is a little bit different than private accounting, try to take you through all of those funds, kind of tell you where we stand financially based on our goals moving forward in the next year and actually the next 2 years. We've talked about master plan projects and where is that money going to come from, where does our annual capital program come from. Some of those same questions we reiterate over year after year just because we want, it is different. Public accounting is different than governmental accounting. So to start with, it really is, it's a group effort. You know what, the budget starts back in September. Early September, we touch base with all the staff. These are the assumptions that we're kind of using as we prepare the budget. Now again, you have to remember, September, we're just halfway into the current fiscal year when we start to look at the budget. We haven't even started the WAF season when we start the budget. So the first draft is really a process of getting information, updating, getting information. We meet in September to really start to discuss our Fund 65 capital projects. Those, you know, come from an annual contribution from the corporate fund, $500,000, that's from our tax levy. We do not issue debt. We don't need to issue debt. That was the way it was built in, you know, well before my time when the tax cap went into effect in the early 90s. So, my goal tonight is to go through the budget process, again, give you a summary of how I see it, concerns, answer your questions. So anytime, just jump in, okay? Feel free to jump in and ask your questions at that point in time that we may be talking about it. So the first section is really a memo from me to all of you, kind of giving the assumptions of how the budget is put together. The different sections of this budget binder, we can get really detailed. Section 4 is the detailed line item. And as you see, I brought the binders in to really get detailed if you have further questions about what something might be. The premises are really the assumptions that I talk about on page 2 of the memo to you as the board. Our tax levy was passed back in November, filed with the county in December. As you know, we're kind of limited by whatever the extension CPI is for the park district, for the county. It was just 0.7% was, or I'm sorry, 0.8. It was 0.7 the year before. So we're limited as far as our current tax base, as far as how much money we can collect new over last year for tax dollars. So we typically are about 50-50. Yes, Dudley?
Yep. There's some talk in Springfield about limiting our taxing ability, but I understand that with the tax cap, it doesn't kind of make that much difference one way or another.
We're, again, with such a low CPI and very limited new growth in the community of Glencoe, at least the last couple of years, you remember, 5 out of the last 6 years, our EAV went down. Mm-hmm. So when EAV goes down, tax rate goes up inversely, okay?
And we did just, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
I was really surprised this morning when we mm-hmm. talked about what the EAV, the total EAV was in 2014 and what it is now. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the numbers just offhand? It was something like
the 2015 EAV, when we got the final amount from the county this past summer, was $784 billion. So it's been as high as 1.2.
Yeah,
I mean,
784, and it's 2 years ago it was 919.
Right. Like I say, five
that's
out of the last 6 years.
The EA,
again, think of what happened to the housing market in
right.
2008.
Right.
I mean, it really has been, it's a byproduct of that. I mean, it shows in the equalized
right.
assessed evaluation within our community.
Right.
So, yeah, just to be aware of that. Obviously, we have our fund balance policy that we like to keep our balances per the GFOA recommendation, Government Finance Officers Association. They say 3 to 6 months. So we have designated fund balances we like to keep, emergency situations, the tax cap that you brought up, Dudley, yes. Actually, you remember, we kind of hesitated on the amount of the transfer to Fund 69 for master mm-hmm. plan capital. We had two things, potential property tax freeze, and the kindergarten, all-day kindergarten, and the effect on program revenues in that segment of our recreation department. So it's something that's always out there. I don't see it going away. I don't hear that it's going away. We'll just kind of be prepared and wait to see what happens. I've heard anywhere from a two-year freeze to
ongoing
freeze.
The thing is, yeah, with us, it's not as big of an impact as maybe some other governmental
right.
institutions. So.
So typically our revenue from tax revenues is about 50% to user fees, 50%. So that's at least the goal. We like to try and keep it if we can. Our capital project program, as you know, we met in July to kind of set the tone for the three-year master plan. Got some large projects coming up. We're going to be busy. We also do capital operationally within our taxing funds. Corporate primarily is Chris's accounts, which you say capital, but to us they're more maintenance related.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
They're called capital,
yes.
but they're maintenance. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not true large capital items like doing the roof on this building, for example.
Right.
And we do have significant money out of Fund 65. You know, we were able to save a little bit of money with our roof project this year, but there are other things that come up. And we'll go through that in more detail as we go through the budget. Really, the good news that I'd like to point out is our fund balances. We actually are increasing them this year. So again, I want to just hesitate and tell you, yes, we didn't transfer as much to Fund 69 in fiscal year 16-17. It was $150,000 from corporate, $250,000 from REC. But as you recall, hopefully from the audit discussion in this past summer, June, July, we're actually going to transfer $1.3 million. And that's going to be reflected in this budget, the 17-18 budget. At the end of this year's audit, we'll kind of reevaluate. Again, it looks very promising based on projections. And we'll come back to you as a board as part of the annual audit discussion and say, we think we can transfer another million and a half. I mean, I'm not going to go all the way up to $2 million right now, but it looks very promising that we will be able to, again, do exactly what we are intended to do, is instead of going back to the community and saying, hey, we need a bond issue to do these projects, we're able to fund that from our reserves and from the operations of the district. So it's a very positive thing.
So you and I, to interrupt you for a moment, please.
Sure.
You and I have seen what I think are extremely healthy changes and developments over the last decade and even a little bit longer, allowing us to do these extremely important projects of keeping our parks in a great position, of enhancing our assets and facilities, And now you're telling us yet again we're still in a great, healthy.
Yes.
I mean, we weren't 20 years ago always running like this, and so I'm always appreciative, and I'm always really nervous.
We weren't 10 years ago.
Yeah. And I'm always really nervous.
I think a key was it.
Please.
Well, you shouldn't
exactly
be.
Exactly. Carol's hand.
Remember, I always say, no, it's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee.
No, but what can we do to make sure that as we're approving necessary things to be done, and that we're improving things appropriately from our wish list as well, that we're still keeping our fiscal conservatism at heart?
You do. I will continue to remind you.
Yeah. Carol's really good at that. She's very conservative. Yeah. So even with transferring that funds, we still have a very healthy fund balance. So our fund balance is at 50%. Right. Even with that transfer that we're going to recommend, we're still very solid. The thing you have to remember is don't all of a sudden say, oh, I have $1.3 million to spend, because as you know, with our master plan, we have projects that are over.
What I'm trying to get at is, I think we're really good with looking a year and a half down the road, and we're in solid shape. What sort of things can we do? What sort of things should we keep in mind to look a year and a half to 5 years down the road with how we conduct ourselves at this board and how we try to guide the key staff members from a year and a half to 3-4 years out?
A couple of things, Steve. I think it's important we have that long list of master plan projects that we took a 3-year look. Maybe we put them all on there and say, you know, this is really what we're taking a look at down the road. You know, it's interesting. Our Watts debt will fall off. It'll be 20 years, 2020, where that debt comes off the books. It comes off the tax levy. Is that a time to maybe look at some of the large projects that are going to be more than what we can afford to do via a transfer from fund balance reserves? You know, there are some, we've talked about what's going to happen at the Bluff or Watts or the maintenance garage. Those are kind of the large ticket items that we might not have the money internally to do that. And what's the best time to look at perhaps issuing debt for that? I think it's important to be mindful of those projects, not just concentrate on the 1-2 years. It's what's out there for 5 years as far as the master plan is concerned.
So the sorts of projects.
Right.
So the sorts of projects that we perhaps would consider going to debt for, theoretically, just in the back of our minds, would be projects that would have a long, useful life, and that would have a considerably more expensive buy-in than our standard maintenance or smaller park replenishment.
Exactly. So like the Bluff and the Park Shard, or you know, whatever those big projects outlined in the master plan. And what Carol was saying is that once that bonds falls off in 2020, be a perfect time to issue more debt, because then the residents won't see anything. Their taxes won't go up, it won't go down, but it'll stay the same, and so it's perfect time.